A group of University of Victoria history scholars are in South Africa right now to watch history being made. As we just heard on World Report, this is the first national election since Nelson Mandela's death last year. It's also exactly 20 years since the end of apartheid. History professor Elizabeth Vipert is there with a dozen students, examining how that country's colonial history has shaped everyday life in the here and now. And she joins us with a few others on the phone right now from South Africa. Professor Vipert, good morning.
Good morning, Gregor.
And what's going on right now? Where are you and what's happening?
Well, we're in an area that the South African student who's with us right now calls deep rural South Africa. We're in rural northeastern Limpopo on election day, 20 years after the arrival of democracy. So it's been very exciting to be here. We almost were late for the phone call because we had cows blocking our passage on the road. There's a rooster crowing in the background that may interrupt us from time to time. But yes, we're in very rural South Africa witnessing a pretty exciting election.
Okay, so whether it was the busyness of Johannesburg or Cape Town or the quiet rural life of Limpopo, a lot of excitement. What's the purpose of your trip? Why do you want to be there and experience that excitement and everything else that goes along with it in person?
Well, this is actually a fourth-year history course that's being offered the first time at University of Victoria called the Colonial Legacies Field School in South Africa. And so the premise is kind of suggested by the title. We're here in present-day South Africa to look at and talk to people about the ways in which the colonial past and the apartheid past is written in people's daily lives and on landscapes and social relations in the present. So how the past is very much still with us today in South Africa.
I understand you're exploring a women's communal farm and that's somehow connected to Election Day in South Africa, or is it entirely separate?
The farm, the women's communal farm, is the subject of my own research project. So it's a farm I've been interviewing women and collecting their women farmers and collecting their life stories for 3 years now. And so my relationships with those women have given us entree to this community. We're in the village of Jopi in northeastern Limpopo province, where the farm is located, and we're staying in the home of one of the farmers and her family. So the students are getting a very on-the-ground look at rural life in South Africa, and at the same time getting some insight into that very inspiring women's farm that I've been connected with.
I wonder if you're getting any insight into what we're reading in international coverage. It seems to be a bit of a generational difference among South Africans. I wonder if you notice a difference between the older South Africans who grew up under apartheid and the born free generation, as they're known, who grew up since apartheid and perhaps don't feel the same context or even political allegiances.
Yes, indeed, we do get a sense of that. Yesterday, we spent the whole day at a youth center where folks that had graduated from high school but haven't yet found employment are taking various job readiness programs and so on. And we spent the day with the young people there. We actually had a debate about whether to vote or not to vote. And I have to say there were very passionate positions brought forward on both the yes vote and the no, do not bother to vote side. So the notion that young people are just apathetic and that's why they don't vote we were really disabused of that yesterday. A lot of those who aren't bothering to vote think that their voice will not be heard by a government that they consider to be very distant from the rural areas, very distant from their everyday lives, and not attending to their needs. So yet their grandparents, like the women at the farm, are very often, lifelong ANC supporters survived the struggle and so have a very different perspective on the past.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder then, Elizabeth, if you'd mind, could we hear from you're standing there with a South African student and a UVic student. Could we talk very
That's
briefly
right.
to your South African student first?
Sure. His name is Lucky Machete, and here he is.
So this is Lucky Machete, a South African student standing with Professor Vipert from UVic. And Lucky, hello to you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So are you going to vote in this election? Is it important to you to vote? Do you think your vote will make a difference?
Already I voted, and I think the difference will be there.
You think the difference would be that, what, I thought I was waiting for you to complete that thought. Why did you vote? Why was it important for you to do so?
Okay. I took up my vote because I want a better and a bright day for tomorrow, and that I want many things to change right in our deep rural areas. And then I want them to take their responsibility, because today I gave them my vote, and that I want them to improve the level of our public education.
Is that your top priority, improving the level of public education in South Africa?
Yes, because education comes first and the rest shall follow.
And do you think that that has been largely achieved in the past? How would you categorize the level of public education in South Africa right now?
You know, actually, they gave us that a free education, but then it was quite low. And then this time around, I would like them to uplift their standard of giving us this kind of education. That's why I voted today, so that they can give us such a very big education.
Well, Lucky, it is good to hear from you firsthand on Election Day in South Africa. Could I ask you to pass the phone, please, to your Canadian student colleague, Stephanie Teed, please?
All right, thank you.
That's Lucky Machete, a South African student, talking to UVic students in South Africa on Election Day. And Stephanie Teed is with us now on the phone. Stephanie, hello to you.
Hello, how are you doing today, Gregory?
Well, I'm all right. How are you doing, and what do you make of getting to see South Africa on Election Day today?
I'm doing quite well. Election Day has been just incredible to see the people that we've had a chance to spend time with and get to know just so wholeheartedly participate in their country and be passionate about what their voice says. And you see people coming from everywhere and in backs of vans and in backs of trucks, just being willing to get where they need to be to vote. And it's just been a great experience to see that kind of turnout down here in South Africa.
What does it make you think about Canadian elections and our level of interest or maybe disinterest in this country when you see that in South Africa?
Definitely. I mean, sometimes I think about back home with elections. You know, we kind of line up in our gymnasiums and do it and then go home and, you know, go back to the groceries and go back to work. And here it's the whole day off, and it's almost a celebration. People are walking around in just the most beautiful clothing, and they're talking and laughing with people. They're connecting. They're having conversations around it. And especially with the youth, being able to, we went to Shitsavi Youth Center yesterday and had a full conversation for hours about why vote, why don't vote, what kind of debate is happening right now with the youth. And in Canada, I mean, I know I represent a generation that is quite apathetic right now. And so to me, it's encouraging to see that democracy is being so so upheld.
Well, Stephanie, it's good to talk to you on Election Day in South Africa. Thank you for joining us, and please pass on our thanks to the others we spoke to as well.
Of course I will. Thank you so much, Gregory.
Stephanie Teed is a UVic history student. She's there with Professor Elizabeth Vibert, and we also heard from South African student Lucky Machete. There 13 UVic history students are in South Africa on Election Day. It's 21 minutes after 7. This is On the Island.